Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Well, Jesus didn't come back this week, but you know what? He might come back this weekend. I hope you're ready. But in the meantime, I'm going to tell you a wee bit more about him. We're dealing with a great subject, one which is dear to my heart. It's that of grace. But not only grace, righteous grace. And in particular today, we want to look at imperfect faith. I-M-P-E-R-F-E-C-T. Imperfect faith. And the perfect sacrifice. Now, in the Old Testament, if somebody was a sinner, well, everybody was a sinner. Just like today, nothing's changed. But you transferred your guilt to your substitute by laying on of your hands onto an animal that was to be sacrificed. Now, this, of course, speaks about how we are called by faith to lay our hands upon or believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the same thing. You laid your hands in the Old Testament upon this animal and you transferred your sin. But by faith, we believe we lay hands on the Lord Jesus Christ and our sins have been transferred to him. Now, think about it. In the Old Testament days, many's a hand that was laid in that animal was a feeble hand. Aye, maybe even a diseased hand. Aye, a weak and withered hand maybe laid upon the head of the ox which was to be offered as the burnt offering. Well, did that matter? Did it? Was the diseased and feeble touch of that hand, the hand of the sinner upon the sacrifice, was that automatically grounds for disqualification? Did that feeble touch alter the character of the sacrifice? Did it make it less acceptable? No, not at all. The priest wouldn't turn the worshipper away because his hand was not strong, and the sacrifice would therefore not be dismissed because of some lack in the worshipper. The burnt offering was still the burnt offering. And it was still the sacrifice for sin. And the weakest touch was sufficient to establish the connection between the worshipper and his substitute. Now look, what's all that mean for us today? As for us, we have unrighteousness and we should be condemned. For God is righteous and just and we lack strength. And listen to me, we lack the quality and quantity of faith. But in his justice, he forgives us, not because of the perfection of our faith, but because of the perfection of our sin offering, the Lord Jesus. And so when we come to God, we're not pretending to be something that we're not. Oh, listen to me. We're not pretending to be something that we're not. No, look, we don't come to God with some goodness to recommend us. We come to him with the utter lack of goodness, and that is the gospel truth.
We hope you've been blessed by today's message. Please pray about partnering with us and joining us in our great crusade to make Jesus famous. Perhaps you will take time to visit our website, milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, slán agus beannacht libh.